end of C, G, A, B, C, with each section. Okay, white gone. Taking it a little bit faster, it's 88, we're going to go a little bit faster. One, two, ready, go. Start together. You've got to feel it. You've got to know that, okay, even though the embouchure may not be set precisely on that middle C, it might be a little higher, a little low, at least, but to miss the note completely, then the embouchure set was way off, okay? So you know that that middle C is going to feel a lot different from the low C when we started playing long tones, okay? So that's the muscle memory you have to build. It's a good sound for not having played for like a year and a half. It's a good sound. One, two, ready, again. Something difficult sound easy, okay? Yeah, let's take it again. And it's not written here, but it will build. It will be a long crescendo for the seven bars. One, two, three, breathe. To be dark and not really, really bright. Okay, the last one is the A World Without Pants. And this is the one we used, I think, on Tuesday following the tuning sequence. So, let's see. So we're going to go through what we do with the end after we finish tuning. And when we finish C, G, A, B, C, we're going to go into a world without pants. So we all end on C. And rather than do the second note, I think we'll do the first note again. So it'll be, you're sustaining the C, and then I'll give you four and play the first note of a world without pants. Okay, we'll do it that way. I think it'll be easier. So we'll start with contrabass. Then we'll add the baritones, then we'll add the sopranos, then we'll add the mellophones. So they're going to play C, G, A, B, C, and they're going to sustain the C, and the baritones match their C. G, A, B, C, and then the sopranos match the contrabass and the baritones and euphoniums, and then the mellophones will be the last one. And when the mellophones finish, I'll give you the four, and we play the first note of A World Without Pants. Okay, here we go.